This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Fort Collins resident is the first person to receive a U.S. passport with an X as a gender marker instead of male or female. Resident Dana Zim received their passport in the mail yesterday. They are an intersex and non-binary Navy veteran. The debate over adding an X gender marker was the subject of a six-year legal battle, which ended with a permanent federal policy change allowing it. Colorado is launching a new program that provides up to 3 free mental health counseling sessions each year for Coloradans ages 18 and younger. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Lawmakers approved $9 million to start the I Matter program in response to a youth mental health crisis. Kira Ennis, a junior at Julesburg High School, says the needs have only grown during the pandemic.
Living in a small town community, the death of a teen is one that hits home hard. I remember hearing of a teen suicide in every district surrounding us, Akron, Marino, Ray, etc., all because kids felt like there was no end and that they didn't have a way out.
The program starts now with a major ad push ramping up soon. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Springs city leaders are reviewing a proposal for what could become the city's tallest building. A local developer argues the city is ready for a 25-story apartment building, as well as an 11-story office building nearby. The group wants to begin construction next year. The 16-story Wells Fargo Tower downtown is the city's tallest structure now, built in 1990. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Colorado Springs is at 46 degrees right now. The high will be 60 with lots of sunshine. As for this weekend, on Saturday, it'll go up to 68 degrees, and on Sunday, it won't go past 50. Thanks for joining us. The Takeaway starts this hour.